Welcome back to Bold Faith and Fashion. This week we are talking about the fashion part of being bold in our faith and fashion. And I am covering why you don't look stylish, because there is a difference between styling your outfit and wearing your outfit. Want to know more? Stick around. Hey, professional lady, welcome to the Bold Faith and Fashion podcast. Do you want to look polished when you're on the clock and put together when you're not? Are you ready to streamline and customize your closet so that every piece you own looks amazing on your right now body? Most of all, do you want to confidently stand out and point others to Jesus? Hey, I'm Ashley Anna, and I too used to struggle with my closet and my confidence to stand out as a Christian woman. Most stylists will tell you that your beauty shines through when you know how to dress the outside, but what I found is that as a daughter of King Jesus, we are called to shine from the inside out in how we dress and how we act out who we believe we are. When we do this, dressing goes from look at me to look at him. On this podcast, I focus on putting on Christ before putting on an outfit. I also use my 10 plus years of styling expertise to teach you how to build a business to casual capsule wardrobe using my core style method. Grab a hot coffee and tune in while you get ready for work to turn up your shine. Are you sick of settling when it comes to your wardrobe? Are you among the 62% of women who rages at her wardrobe because most of your closet doesn't fit your right now body or lifestyle? Do you feel guilty about your body? And do you worry that nothing looks good on you? Are you tired of riding the disorienting hamster wheel of what's trending? And are you tired of wondering what styles actually look good on your right now body with your God-given beauty features? Are you ready to learn once and for all how to sort through the chaos of your closet and the never-ending clothing, jewelry, accessory options at the store? If your answer is yes, I'm inviting you to the only style training event that gives all the glory to God. In this workshop, you'll be among other professional Christian women who are ready to ditch their overstuffed closet and low confidence for a closet with less clothes but more outfits, and a confidence in the beauty that God has given to you. It's called Bold Faith and Fashion Core Style Training. Feel confident in your clothes. It's a one-day workshop, and it's happening live at April 4th at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time. When you register before March 28th, you will receive your free ticket to my workshop and access special early bird bonuses, like my brand new 4-Core Style Guide and my 5-Minute Sunday Best Outfit Guide. Both of these guides are short, simple, and to the point with visuals to help you save time getting dressed and to help you thoughtfully eliminate pieces in your wardrobe that are not serving you. So if you're looking for a faith-centered styling system with truth-based support to ensure your wardrobe has zero useless pieces, and that your self-confidence is Christ-centered, all you need to do is go to bit.ly/getdressedfast, all lowercase, to RSVP for the workshop. I'll see you inside. I don't know about you guys, but I really love watching the styled versus wearing videos. They're pretty popular on Instagram and TikTok. I don't have TikTok, so I don't really watch anything that's TikTok related unless it happens to be on another platform. But I love watching these videos. And in fact, in my Facebook group, I'm going to post a couple of outfits that are specific actually to you as a professional woman for What to Wear Wednesday. But let me just break down some of the different things that you're seeing stylish women doing on these videos, these TikToks, and maybe even YouTube videos that you've seen. So the first thing that a lot of women tend to do in these videos is they add layers. So layering is a really great way to add more visual interest. It also adds visual depth. And so this is what really helps to pull together an outfit. So think about as a professional woman when you're putting on a blazer. That is really what's considered a completer piece in my world. It makes the look complete. Another thing that's considered a completer piece is like a cardigan. So anything that adds an extra layer of visual interest is going to make you look more stylish. Vests are another example of a completer piece. The other thing that you're going to see women doing who look really polished and put together is they're going to usually tuck their tops or cuff their pants or their jeans. So usually, or even you can cuff certain t-shirts as well. If you have a t-shirt that's a little bit longer or if it's a little more oversized, folding up the sleeves on your t-shirt can add a really stylish, intentionally styled look. And these are things that you learn how to do as it pertains to the types of cuts in your wardrobe when you kind of start to think about where you want to add visual volume. So I really want you to start thinking about that as a woman who is listening to Bold Faith in Fashion, something that I have learned and that I am teaching people in my coaching program is to really think about where those visual lines hit you when you're tucking in your top or wearing certain rise jeans or even where your t-shirts are hitting visually across your body, because this is what is going to add visual width and visual volume. And so it's pretty simple. When you are actually styling yourself, you just want to think about, where am I balanced or imbalanced? So for an hourglass shape in a rectangle body shape, you are actually balanced in your body shape. So that means that whatever volume or visual width that you add to the top half of your body, you need to ensure you balance it out with the bottom half as well. So that could mean if you have a top that has a little bit of a ruched shoulder that's adding volume at the shoulder, or maybe you have a blazer that has a shoulder pad or that has shoulder pads in them, then you maybe want to ensure that at your hips, you're wearing pants that have pockets for a little more volume around your hips so that you have a balanced look on top and bottom, okay? Now, if you happen to be a pear shape, which is very common for women, and you have wider hips and narrower shoulders, then you don't necessarily have to do that, because when you add volume to the top half of your body, then you're actually balancing out your hips. So, first two things we covered are when you want to look more stylish, you want to learn how to tuck and cuff and layer. The other thing that you'll see women doing is accessorizing. And, you know, this is arguably something that you don't necessarily have to do in order to look polished. You really don't have to have a lot of accessories. So what I want to point out today is not necessarily all the accessories that you can use to look more stylish, but I really do want to point out that earrings are an amazing way to look more stylish and put together because they're by your face. And the first thing that people notice when they meet you is going to be your face. And so adding a pair of earrings is a great way to add a little touch of sparkle or pop a color, and it can be your go-to accessory for looking a little more pulled together and stylish. So I really am an advocate for earrings, if nothing else. So even if you like to keep things minimal on the accessory front, I really highly recommend having a good collection of earrings for different occasions and outfits. Another important styling feature, like another way to look really stylish, is to ensure that the shoes you're wearing are your most comfortable, current, and maybe even most expensive part of your outfit. Shoes and outerwear, I'm a really big advocate for saving up or spending the extra money for those things, because you can actually go and get some great items at the thrift store for bottoms and tops, but really keep your look polished and updated by having nice outerwear pieces like blazers and jackets and vests and cardigans, as I mentioned before, but also high quality, on trend, even if it's more classically done, because there's a lot of trendy items. Like, I keep thinking of these really awesome, it's different brands have them, but there's like Nike sneakers with like black, white, and cream. You know, so they're trendy in that they're an updated shoe silhouette. Like the sneaker silhouette is trendy, but the color scheme is very classic and neutral. And so even for you as a working woman, I mean, those types of sneakers, depending on your dress code, can be paired with a really beautiful pair of black slacks and a beige top, like blouse, and can look pretty cool, especially if you have a sportier hairstyle and minimal jewelry. But even besides just a sneaker, I would even say, you know, making sure you have an updated boot or an updated pair of dressy flats, because again, the looking stylish, looking polished really does have a lot to do with the head to toe details that you are putting into an outfit. Lastly, speaking of head to toe, I just want to cover your hairstyle. And I think I'm going to put makeup in there as well. Every few years, you should really be thinking about if your hairstyle is something that is too trendy, because the colors change, the styles change. Now, you should always have your hair colored in the colors that flatter you most. And that's another thing that I help women in my coaching program figure out, is what hair and makeup colors suit your God-given coloring. But I really think that the haircut also needs to be assessed, and the way that you're styling your hair is something that every like 5 years, just really take a good look and just make sure that what you're doing is either classic, meaning it's something that doesn't really go out of style, like a bob is a classic style. Having long hair that's like generally one length with minimal layers is pretty classic, or even medium length hair. So there are styles that you can have forever and ever, and it's fine. But I just want to make sure, and you want to make sure to look stylish, for you have to think about head to toe. So your hairstyle really matters. So make sure you're assessing that. And last but not least is same thing with makeup. Look at your makeup routine and how you're doing your makeup, because those things can change. Now, again, I'm an advocate for really having a 5-minute makeup look that is very natural, and that's how you avoid looking dated with your makeup routine over time, is by having a very simple, natural way of doing your makeup and by using makeup colors that suit your skin tone and eye color. And so that's something that's a little easier, I think, than hair. Just depending on how you're doing your eyeliner, there's little things that you can tweak, but ultimately you need to check and make sure that, again, if you love trendy makeup, that you're updating it then. The colors that you're using that are still in your color palette, but maybe they're just more trendy, you just need to update that, I would say, minimally every, 5 years, taking a look. Now, some people might think that's a long time, but honestly, like, most trends last about 5 years. I know some are like go out. So just keep that in mind. How trendy is it? How trendy is the makeup and hair you're doing? But those are really the most important tips I can give you for looking more stylish. So I just want to cover them one more time. So in order to look more stylish, you need to learn how to layer your outfits, how to tuck and cuff, have at least a nice collection of earrings for accessories, and have an updated hair and makeup look Oh, and I can't forget your shoes. Be updating your footwear, probably just, again, assessing every year if you have nice updated footwear to go with your professional looks. I hope today's podcast has helped you to go from stressed to get dressed to blessed to get dressed. We'll see you here again next week. Did you enjoy today's episode? If so, would you take 30 seconds and share it with another professional woman who may be praying for the confidence to stand out at work and shine for Jesus? Also, please leave me a review on Apple Podcasts. This helps me to know that you're getting the encouragement and tools you need to feel confident in who you are and what you're wearing. Want to connect with me sooner than next week when the next episode airs? Join me on Facebook in my free group, Business to Casual Capsule Wardrobe for Professional Women.